domestic dispute. Five firearms recovered after a deadly clash at Kikonge gold mine. And in international news, US deports 8 men to South Sudan after legal battle.
The Hot FM News with Mwanza Mwanaka Omar.
Now the news in detail. A couple from Simwajata village in Chief Spatunyana's area of Kaloma district has been arrested and charged with murder after allegedly causing the death of their one-year-old child during a domestic altercation. According to Southern Province Commanding Officer Oxensho Daka, the incident occurred in the early hours of yesterday, around 01 hours. He said the matter was reported to Kalomo Police Station at 14 hours the same day by Chief Sipatunyana, following a series of reports from local leaders. In a statement, Mr. Daka has explained that preliminary investigations revealed that Patson Munsaka, 40, and his wife Feninga, 29, were involved in a violent dispute after the husband allegedly demanded Nshima, which the wife refused to prepare. He said that Mr. Munsaka threw a pot at his wife but accidentally hit their one-year-old child, Matson Simanyengwe, who lost consciousness and was later pronounced dead at Simwatachela Health Facility. Minister of Home Affairs and Internal Security Jack Mwimbu has confirmed the recovery of five firearms at Kikonge Gold Mine in Mufumbwe District following a deadly confrontation between illegal miners and security officers. Mr. Mwimbu said two police officers were seriously injured during the clash and are currently receiving medical attention. He has revealed that investigations have uncovered troubling signs of escalation, with illegal miners not only breaching mining laws but also arming themselves as they carry out their activities. The minister made the revelation while accompanying Defence Minister Ambrose Lufuma, who is leading a high-level security delegation to assess the situation on the ground. The team is expected to engage local leaders and security personnel as part of efforts to stabilize the area and prevent further violence.
In the process, five police are seriously injured and they are in hospital. They were attacked by the illegal miner. We also want to state that the issues of security are real. In the process of investigations and checking as to who is here, we have recovered five firearms, and some of those arms are military in nature. It just shows that these illegal miners are not just mining illegal, they are also arming themselves as they pursue their illegal.
Government says it is currently dispersing 1.2 billion kwacha in social cash transfers to more than 1.3 million targeted vulnerable and poor households across the country for the May to June 2025 payments cycle. Ministry of Community Development and Social Services Principal Public Relations Officer Glenda Nachinga said government remains committed to maintaining SCT values at 800 kwacha for households without a person with a disability and 1,200 kwacha for those with a person living with a disability. Ms. Nachinga has explained that this commitment aims to ensure beneficiaries receive adequate household income to support their livelihoods. She has added that the ministry continues to provide this critical support to vulnerable and poor households, including those with chronically ill persons on palliative care, female-headed households with at least three children under 18, child-headed households, households with elderly persons, and households with persons with disabilities.
The Ministry of Community Development and Social Services is currently disbursing 1.2 billion kwacha in social cash transfers to over 1.3 million households. These are targeted poor and vulnerable households across the country for the payment cycle of May and June. Furthermore, government has committed to maintaining the transfer values of 800 kwacha to a household without a person with a disability and 1,200 kwacha to a household with a person with a disability.
Government has reaffirmed its commitment to regional collaboration and inclusive development at the inaugural Inter-Ministerial Forum on Inclusion and Sustainability held in Windhoek, Namibia. Representing the African Union Sports Council Region 5, Minister of Youth, Sport and Arts, Elvis Nkandu, joined fellow ministers and senior officials from across Southern Africa at the high-level event, which brought together the education, health and sports sectors under the banner of Multi-Sectoral Partnership for Inclusive Growth and Environmental Sustainability. The forum, held alongside the Region 5 Youth Games, was officially opened by Prime Minister Dr. Elijah Gorare, who delivered a keynote address on behalf of President Nangolo Mbumba. The Prime Minister called for urgent coordinated action among governments.
We must break the silence and build bridges. This forum uniting things together, ministers and technocrats from sports, health and education sectors, often seen as separate, but which are in fact deeply interconnected pillars of human development. By breaking silos and nurturing smart public-private partnerships, we can scale up impact and stretch limited resources through coordination or coordinated action. I challenge each country and each minister represented here today to leave this forum not only with resolutions, but with implementation roadmaps.
And in his vote of thanks on behalf of the Region 5 Council, Mr. Nkandu commended the Namibian government for its hospitality and strong leadership.
Your inspiring events are engaged in a strong and visionary tone, grounding our discussions in shared purpose and collective responsibility. Your leadership and unwavering commitment to building an inclusive, sustainable, and empowered society have united in all of us a renewed sense of agency and also unity of purpose. To our esteemed ministers and senior government officials from the portfolios of sport, education and health, I want to thank you for hitting the call to break silos.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
Government says it has identified a portfolio of strategic power projects aimed at delivering 1,000 megawatts of additional electricity to the national grid by December 2025, in line with the directive issued by President Hakainde Hichilema. Speaking at the 59th Zambia International Trade Fair in Dola, Ministry of Energy Permanent Secretary for Electricity Arnold Simuava said the ministry is working with public and private sector stakeholders to accelerate the implementation of these projects to address the country's electricity deficit and boost national energy security. He has noted that the identified projects cut across various technologies, including solar, hydro and thermal, and are at different stages of development, with several expected to be commissioned before year-end. This is according to a statement issued by Ministry of Energy Principal Public Relations Officer Bob Sianjalika.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The top international news.
The U.S. has deported 8 people to South Sudan following a legal battle that saw them diverted to Djibouti for several weeks. The men convicted of crimes including murder, sexual assault and robbery had either completed or were near the end of their prison sentences. Only one of the 8 is from South Sudan. The rest are nationals of Myanmar, Cuba, Vietnam, Laos and Mexico. U.S. officials said most of their home countries had refused to accept them. The BBC has more.
The governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, says emergency workers will be relentless in their search for everyone missing after catastrophic flash floods. More than 50 people are known to have died. Officials are using helicopters, boats and drones to scour the area. Indirect talks between Israel and Hamas aimed at reaching a hostage release deal and ceasefire in Gaza are due to take place in Qatar today. Hamas said on Friday it had delivered a positive response to the latest proposal by mediators.